Another thing that I love about Panama is just the beauty that is always around for the most part. I mean, it is the dry season now, so it gets a little brown, but pretty much anywhere you look, there's like mountain peaks, hills, mountains, there's trees everywhere.
Yeah, there's big mountains that separate the Pacific and Caribbean for the whole
country. Continental divide.
Yeah, for the whole country. So like when you drive on the Pan American towards Costa Rica, there's always going to be mountains on your
right.
On your right.
Yeah.
And then that's because on this side is the Caribbean.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. And then sometimes there's, you know, like the low clouds over it or the mist over them or whatever. Yeah, and like the birds and the flowers and just everything's always so, in my mind, just beautiful. Yeah, I love the nature here. Bienvenidos, welcome, and thank you for joining us for Season 2, Episode 4 of the Pana Familia Podcast with Eduardo and Nicole, where we discuss our experience relocating to and raising our three young children here in Panama, share our journey of building our new farm and home here in Central America, and let you know what we're learning along the way. We're glad you're here. Vaminos! Friday, if you're listening to this, it's not Friday for us, but it will be for you.
It's Monday, and I've already had a beer, and it was only like 11:30. I'm just kidding. It was like 12:30.
You did work all morning at the farm, at the home.
So. And for those of you who think I'm turning into an alcoholic down here, I used to drink beer when I got home from work on the hot days. So
that's fine. Yeah, and it's, I mean, come on, it's Panama.
Yeah.
It's the beer is Panama. It's light. It's not like you're drinking Guinnesses, three Guinnesses, or having a whiskey over ice at 12 o'clock.
Not yet.
Maybe one day, abuelo.
Yeah, an abuelo rum, a mojito for lunchtime. Ooh, that'd be good.
Yeah, that would be. We can do that on like a Sunday or Saturday.
But right now, that'd be real good. But today, our episode's going to be about what we like about Panama so far. Mm-hmm. Our last episode is what we missed about United States
and home.
And now we're going to have an episode after almost being here a year. We're going to talk about what we like so far.
We haven't almost been here a year, baby. That would be in July.
We're basically there.
This is what he loves to do. He loves to like jump way ahead. Like, okay. What time is it?
How many?
No, it's almost bedtime. Okay, it's like 2 p.m.
It's not 2 p.m. Okay, she's exaggerating.
Okay, here we go. Oh, it's the weekend's almost here. It's Tuesday.
Okay, she's exaggerating.
How long did it take to get to the store? Oh, it was like 45 minutes. It was like a 5-minute drive. I never believe his time.
She's exaggerating. Instead of Tuesday, I'd say that like on a Thursday.
No, he wouldn't.
If it's close to bedtime, it's like 6 o'clock. She's just exaggerating.
That's BS.
So when did we get here? July 4th.
We got here July 4th.
It's April 1st right now. So it's
May,
about,
June, July.
Nine months. If you were to say, if you're doing rounding up or down, what are we closer to? Just one or zero or half a year? If I said half a year, I'd just be like, This is how it would go. With Nicole, if I would have said, "Oh, we've only been here half a year," she'd be like, "It's been longer than half a year."
Why would you say half of a year?
Who even says that? Then I just say almost a year. I want to keep a nice round numbers. You know, nice even. Halves.
It's either half or whole with you?
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. We've been here 3/4 of a year.
That would be perfect. That would be exactly right.
I don't. No one likes 3/4. Just halves. 50, 100, you know.
Did you just flinch?
I just flinched because she raised her arm at me.
I put my arm up to scratch my head.
Oh my gosh. She just hit me.
That was him hitting himself.
She just hit me.
You're so dumb.
Okay. So.
Can I say what it has been a year?
Yes. So I was going to say, she can say what it has been a year.
Wow. Long-winded E. You good now?
Yeah, I'm good.
It's been a year since we, made the final decision to put our house on the market.
It's been 10 months, 12 days, and 3 hours.
No, it's actually been a year because we had our big moving sale the day after my birthday. Our big moving sale, which was before we listed our house, and it was just my birthday 2 days ago. So that's actually a year. Maybe it was like March 15th or something that we decided. So 2 weeks. I would say that's almost a year. Oh, now he's looking for more booze.
Okay. All right, I'm done.
Anyways, can we not argue? But what I'm trying to say is, for me, I have felt some like big emotions recently over the past few weeks. And I think that's why, because I've been looking at more pictures and videos of home and like that. I usually don't do that. I guess not of home, of our old home. Because it was a huge, huge deal, obviously, to sell everything we had, sell our businesses, leave everything we'd built, and, you know, say, okay, we're doing this, we're actually taking this step. And it's like the anniversary of that decision, the anniversary of our lives being like turned upside down, of like not living in a home that felt like a settled home, because we were just selling stuff and packing stuff. And, you know, ever since March of last year, like our house wasn't just like a calm, peaceful, cozy house anymore, right? Like, we didn't have a dining table for a long time. We didn't have furniture. We like sat on the floor for the last like 2 months that we lived there. So.
And I've done the complete opposite. I've just completely shut those emotions out of my life. I haven't even thought about it, because for whatever reason, that's what I do.
You act like you have no heart. Like, you cry all the time.
I do, but...
Yeah. Anyways,
let's get going to this episode.
So, yeah, we want to talk about what we love about Panama. And this is kind of similar to our episode in season one, episodes 2 and 3, where we said like why we chose Panama. So if you want to go listen to those two episodes, we split it up because it was pretty long. But this is like after being here, like kind of like what we really love about it, right? After being here and living here and experience it. Now this is, because before it was more like, hey, why we chose it based off of blah, blah, blah.
And then we'll just do a general Panama, big Panama. And then we'll go down to our town. We'll talk about our town, why we like the town we live in so much. And then we'll talk about the road that we live on. And then we'll talk about the rooms that we live in.
You're so dumb.
And that'll be the episode. So,
okay, why we love Panama.
Okay, let's start off. Why do we like Panama? Nicole, what's one reason you love about Panama?
One of the main things I love about Panama is the fact that it's a small country. And yeah, it's a small country. It's not crowded. There's still lots of like open space. There's not a lot of traffic. There's not a lot of people everywhere.
Once you get past Santiago, especially.
Mm-hmm. Outside of Panama City and then past Santiago, which is like another larger city, about an hour and a half east of us. I like that.
And some of these cities, they're cities, but they're not big. I would say they're the size of like Stockton or Modesto. They're not like, it's not like Panama has like five different LAs. Like Panama City is the big city and half the population lives in Panama City.
And that's it.
And that's it.
Yeah. And there's no other big cities.
But there's no, like, all these quote unquote that we always call big cities. They're big for Panama. That's what we should always say. They're probably the size of Stockton, maybe Sacramento.
You think David's the size of Stockton?
That's probably the size of Modesto, Stockton. They're not that big is what I'm trying to say.
Change the story.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things that kind of what Nicole says, you know, it's not a very highly populated country. There's still a lot of open space here. One of the things that kind of I didn't think about much until when I went to Medellin, and I was just kind of like, man, this is a big city. And I remember the Panamanian distributor that I was there with told me, he's like, yeah, all of Panama's population lives in this town alone. Like, he was just trying to say that, like, Medellin is bigger than Panama population.
The country,
wise.
Yeah.
Because it was like 5.6 million people live in Medellin, and about 5 million people live in Panama. So, yeah, there's a lot of space here. There's a lot of open areas. It's made it one of the biggest problems in the United States, why things are unaffordable. There's not a lot of places to go. Here, there's still, everything's pretty affordable because there's not many people here. But, yeah. That's one thing.
Mm-hmm. There's options for land, options for business. There's space to grow and to purchase. And another thing that I love about Panama is just the beauty that is always around for the most part. I mean, it is the dry season now, so it gets a little brown. But pretty much anywhere you look, there's like mountain peaks. Hills, mountains, there's trees everywhere.
Yeah, there's big mountains that separate the Pacific and Caribbean for the whole
country. Continental divide.
Yeah, for the whole country. So, like, when you drive on the Pan American towards Costa Rica, there's always going to be mountains on your
right.
On your right.
Yeah.
And then that's because on the side is Caribbean.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. And then sometimes there's, you know, like the low clouds over it or the mist over them or whatever. Yeah, and like the birds and the flowers and just everything's always so, in my mind, just beautiful. Yeah, I love the nature here.
Yeah, no, I second that. There's been so many times where we drive and then we'll take a different route for whatever reason, and then we're like, man, this is such a pretty drive. You know, we found a new route to one of our favorite towns called Boquete that we take all the time now. It's an extra 10 minutes, but it's way nicer.
Yeah.
I think about right now, when we were coming home from Panama City during the protest, we looked for an oddball route through one of the peninsulas to avoid a protest. And I remember we were driving through, I was like, man, this place is really pretty.
Oh, Sona.
Yeah, the Sona. Yeah, it was really pretty.
It was really pretty.
And there's been so many times where we're like, we'll be driving somewhere. I'm like, this is a really cool area.
Just so much beauty.
Yeah. You know,
there's like streams just along the side of the highway, and like, you know, it's just beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when we're looking for properties, we'd always end up seeing cool drives.
But,
All the rivers, too.
You're like always crossing a bridge.
There's a lot of rivers here.
Yeah. Always crossing a bridge.
There's just a lot of beauty here and a lot of beautiful places.
So now we'll talk about where, you know, we live specifically in Las Lajas in the Chiriqui province. What we love about this place. You want to start it out, maybe?
We live in Las Lajas, Chiriqui province in Panama. And the number one reason why I love this town and why we chose to live here, not just like this town, love this town. Like, I feel like we live in a hidden gem in the world where...
Yeah, not just in Panama, but like in the world.
I would say there's no more than 5,000 people. If there's more than 5,000 people in this town, And I'm even considering like Santa Cruz part of town. Like if you're to consider Las Lajas, Lajas del Centro, and Santa Cruz
as a
town, I don't think there's 5,000 people
here.
And we have this beautiful beach, and we are surrounded by cows and farming. It's just always quiet.
Except for like when there's a party or
carnival.
Something.
But from what we're learning, you can't escape the carnival anywhere.
But for the most part, it's very quiet.
It's very quiet. I always feel like we live in like this hidden gem town where like no one knows about it, and like I kind of don't want to talk about it too much because I don't want it to blow up. And but I'm always thinking too, is like, man, like if more people found out about this place could really blow up, and like could be a lot.
Maybe
of,
not even blow up, but just have a little more to offer.
I always think like Nicole, I have more of a financial brain. I always think about money, and like what are the potentials, and I always think of the financial potentials of like tourism. But there's also a lot of, we would probably lose a lot of that charm.
If it got busy.
If it got busy. But like, I always just feel like, oh, we live in this hidden gem where no one knows about. And there's a cowboy. There's always cowboys up and down the roads in Las Lajas.
Yeah.
Moving cows or just riding their horse to get to the next spot. And yeah, and we're just right next to the beach and just no one knows about
like,
it.
Like if you want to move here and like, immerse yourself in Panamanian culture and Panamanian life, this is a good place to do it, you know, while also having the option to, you know, drive an hour away and get stuff that maybe you're more used to having as far as like, you know, supplies, amenities, food, because you're not going to find that here. But yeah, I mean, even people, Eddie said, even people in Panama that find out that he lives here say like, oh yeah, that's out there, that's rural. And like, we've talked to people who have moved here to Panama and they don't know about it. So that's always interesting to me too.
It's a very small town. It's like the locals who make the big chunk of the population, I would say make 80% of the population. And then you got the retirees, you know, foreigners that live here, and they all live on the beach, and there's not that many.
They don't all live on the beach.
I mean, majority live on the beach, and some live
in town. Well, anyone who lives on the beach is mostly, like, foreign retirees. There's not a lot of locals who live on the beach. Yeah.
And then we're still yet to find another young family that's...
That's not Panamanian.
That's not... We met a lot of young families that are Panamanian, but we have not met any...
Foreigners have moved here, like us.
Yeah, because there is a lot in Boquete and Volcan and stuff like that, but there just isn't any here.
None of them have moved here yet.
Yeah, I mean, Nicole went to...
We just went to a homeschool co-op field trip last week, and it was really fun, and it's a really big co-op, but they all live up in Boquete, you know, which is less than 2 hours from us, but none of them... I mean, they all, I think, knew about Las Lajas and maybe had visited it for the beach, probably because it's, like, one of the closest beaches for them. But, yeah, none of them even said, like, oh, we looked into there, or, like no one's interested, I guess, in moving here.
A lot of it is because there's not a lot of, from the last episode, the Walmart isn't here.
Well, and also, I think... there aren't other young families here.
Yeah.
And they're looking for that. They're looking for, like, camaraderie with other foreign families, I think. No. Like Eddie said, I love that it's a very agricultural, you know, heavy area, which, I mean, most of Panama outside of the cities are. But I love seeing the cattle everywhere and the pasture and the horses and the... the cowboys pushing their horses and their cows down the road and the chickens running around. And we've been in other towns and it's not as pretty as here. I feel like everyone here is like, there's like a lot with a house and a bunch of trees. And then right between these two houses will be like a random, just like jungle lot that like no one's built on. So like, there's still a lot of the jungle like left within the town. There's still tons of trees and plants and flowers, and I love looking at everyone's gardens. And there's places like on the drive to Boquete where they're setting up these housing developments, and there's like not a tree in sight, you know, not a tree in sight. It's so ugly and so bad. So
it looks pretty ugly.
Yeah. So just like the beauty of this town, I mean, there's so many spots within the town that are like beautiful sunset views and beautiful mountain views. And, you know, I mean, the views from our farm are beautiful.
So I just think there's a lot of cool stuff going on here. Like personally for me, like I said, like I go surfing by myself all the time, and it's a beautiful beach and it's a beautiful wave. And like Nicole said, like there's just a lot of beauty within town. And we'll be driving around and just see a lot of it. Like last a couple days ago, I found this little port that is like 10 minutes, 15 minutes from our house. And the only reason people don't go to it right now is because it's like a dirt road. But I just, sometimes we get bored. I get bored. We get bored. And we just drive down these roads and see where we end up. And we end up in this beautiful, clean port that's just got, it's perfectly paved. And they're going to make a new road out to it eventually one day. And it was just like, I was talking to one of the fishermen that, oh yeah, this is a Santa Cruz port. We fish out of here. And a lot of people go swimming here because it's very calm. The water's very calm. And it's just, it was a really pretty place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, another like spot we didn't know about.
Another spot we didn't know about. Like, we've been here three quarters of the year, of a year, and barely figured it out. And it's 10 to 15 minutes away from our house.
And something that we're learning, which we wouldn't know, you know, until we like actually lived here, is that there are a lot of like, for how small it is and how kind of remote it is, like there are a lot of like great services here. Like I have, I know a few ladies who do massages. I have found yoga classes here, like regular yoga classes at two different places. There's also other people have done like Reiki, and they do like yoga retreats. So stuff like that. There's like the most amazing restaurant in this whole province here in Las Lajas called Naturalmente. And then you've got Naturalmente Pizza, which is like the best pizza, like honestly, we've ever had anywhere. Like thin crust.
I always complain about the crust in the United States. I always say thin crust is the way to go, and no one makes it like that. And this guy, he's Italian.
The Italian pizza chef. Yeah.
The Italian stallion.
What else did, oh, there's like, yeah, we're finding out there's more, like there's a local farm, like an organic, regenerative farm here run by a woman who I've become friends with, and she's really great. And I'm like, you know, excited to have her as like a mentor as far as learning about the local flora and fauna. But she makes a lot of really cool products with her stuff. Like she makes like ginger and turmeric concentrate, and she makes like jams and jellies and really amazing stuff, and sells them. And so we've been able to buy from her. Other, like there's produce everywhere. There's eggs and all sorts of stuff. We found like kids events and little farmers market. I think the last and most important, most amazing thing about this town is the people that we've met here that we weren't ever expecting to meet this many wonderful people like in such a short amount of time. We've met, you know, local people and foreign people alike that have just been so loving and kind with us and our kids and helpful. And, you know, from our builders to owners of businesses to the owners of the hotel that we're living at that are putting up with us for so long and our kids running around.
There's so many times where I'm like, man, they're going to kick us out. And they just, and she'll come up to me. She's like, oh, man, she's going to tell me something. She's
I
like,
know.
And she's like, hey, how you doing? Everything good? Okay, perfect. I'm like, man, you're so patient.
They're so kind. But yeah, all the, I mean, from our new nanny, to, you know, just friends, to the people at the new church that we're going to, everyone's just, yeah, just open and loving and helpful and fun. And yeah, not, I mean, it's not like we're best friends with everybody, but like we've made some really good connections, and obviously a few that like are closer than others. But yeah, all in all, just everyone's been very, very kind and loving to us.
And it is a small town, so everyone knows each other. So well, I'll walk into the pizzeria and everyone at the pizza shop, oh, Eduardo, ¿cómo estás?
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah. You or there was a few people at church that were like, oh yeah, we've seen you guys like around or walking around, you know, I'm sure it's hard to miss us with a bunch of three crazy kids,
yeah.
That look like wild jungle animals sometimes.
Yeah, everyone's really nice here. Everyone's just very, very good people.
So yeah, I just feel like that was just the cherry on top, you know, like we couldn't pick a place based on people because how can you know? So it's been just such a wonderful blessing and gift from God to find this many great people here.
Yeah. It's the most important thing.
It really is. Yeah. We're not here to be hermits.
Nope.
So, yeah, so that's our, yeah, things we love about Panama, things we love about Las Lajas. We're really glad. Really glad to be here, as I'm sure you all know based on how we talk about it. I think that's all we got for today.
Perfect.
All right. We will see you guys soon. Hasta luego. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode, and we'll see you next time on the Pana Familia podcast.